Beethoven's music was controversial. It could be interpreted in two quite extreme ways, as very bad or very good. Therefore, perhaps much more so than other music, it was in need of framing. It needed a kind of protective envelope that could introduce it to newcomers so that they would hear it in sympathetic ways. And this is something that Beethoven's patrons were actively involved in.
They would stage improvisation contests, shootouts, I like to call them, where each nobleman, aristocrat, would sponsor a piano virtuoso, and they would set them against each other. One would improvise, then the other would have to imitate the tune, improvise on it. Then the second one would set a new tune, and the first one would have to improvise on it. And Beethoven arrived from Bonn ill-kempt, with this funny Rhineland accent, hair all over the place, and he would take on these bewigged, befrocked virtuosos and just run them out of town.
Without the support of his patrons, without the kinds of material and public relations tasks that they carried out on his behalf, he would not have been able to compose as he did. He could well have composed, but it's questionable whether he'd have been able to find venues for performances, whether he'd have been able to enlist musicians, whether he would have been heard, whether he would have been published, and therefore whether his music would survive today.
With his Opus 18 set of string quartets, Beethoven, now 28, began to organize his musical ideas more systematically.
Right from an early stage, he used to make rough drafts of his works, and he'd jot these down on various scraps of paper. And then he found these scraps of paper getting so muddly and disorganized that he really needed to start using a proper manuscript book for jotting these ideas down. And so he started using what are known as sketchbooks, which have lots of musical fragments all over the place. He used to wander around the countryside with a little bit of manuscript paper in his hand and a pencil, and if he got an odd idea, he'd promptly jot it down. People very often think that Beethoven was very slow at composing and took a long time, whereas Mozart could dash off a piece very quickly. Obviously, his improvisations demonstrate that he could invent music extraordinarily rapidly. His music was more complex than Mozart's, and it gets more complex as he goes on, and this is partly through the sketching process.